This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has unleashed a massive rocket attack that hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. President Zelensky described the barrage as an attempt by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again. The Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has lost all external power supply as a result of the missile attacks and is running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says it's the 6th time this has happened.
We are the IAEA. We are meant to care about nuclear safety. Each time we are rolling a dice. And if we allow this to continue time after time, then one day our luck will run out.
The plant, the largest in Europe, now has to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. Russian forces started targeting Ukraine's power supply last October in an apparent attempt to demoralize the civilian population. Georgia's ruling party said on Thursday it was dropping a bill on foreign agents after 2 nights of violent protest in the capital, Tbilisi. The bill would have required domestic organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents or face fines. The ruling party had previously said the law was necessary to unmask critics of the Georgian Orthodox Church, one of the country's most powerful institutions. This is VOA News. A U.S. congressional committee heard firsthand testimony Wednesday from both active service members and veterans on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. AAP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
This war is not over for millions of people in Afghanistan and the U.S.
Aidan Gunderson served as an Army medic during the evacuation. He says he's plagued by the memories.
I see the faces of all the people we could not save, all those that we left behind.
The majority of witnesses argued blame for the fall of Kabul touches every presidential administration, from George W. Bush to Joe Biden. Retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel David Scott Mann.
America is building a nasty reputation for multi-generational systemic abandonment of our allies.
Testimony focused not on the decision to withdraw, but on what witnesses described as a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies with little planning and inadequate support. And they implored Congress to help the allies left behind. Peter Lucier is a Marine veteran.
Urgent action right now will save so many lives.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says 3 Palestinians were shot dead by Israeli border police in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The ministry says the 3 men were shot by Israeli forces in Jabba near the flashpoint northern city of Jenin. Israeli police said special forces accompanied by soldiers had been in Jabba to arrest suspects involved in shooting attacks against soldiers in the area. The shooting came just hours before U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was due in Israel for talks. The U.N.'s High Commissioner for Refugees met Syria's foreign minister in Damascus on Thursday to discuss relief efforts following last month's deadly earthquake. During the meeting, Filippo Grandi spoke about cooperation between the UNHCR and the Syrian government.
UNHCR, my organization, together with the rest of the aid community, has stepped up very quickly with the first aid, relief items that people needed, especially in the first few days after the earthquake, help with the documentation. Many people lost all their documents.
The talks followed Grandi's visit to a coastal province that was hard hit by the earthquake. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis told a cabinet meeting Thursday the country would work faster to modernize the country's transport system and compensation would be provided to the families of train crash victims. He said, "We are all to blame and we should admit it with courage from governments and administrations who for years turned a crucial project into a Sisyphean task." Mr. Takis said the first priority would be to provide economic, psychological, and ethical support